This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. The annual Detroit Auto Show was over the weekend, and while there were some big new pickup trucks unveiled by both Chrysler and Ford, the buzz was all about green. It was a big theme throughout the show: how to revive America's struggling auto industry, and hybrids, biofuels, and other environmental advancements could be the key. An example, Toyota announced yesterday it would build its first plug-in hybrid in 2010, putting it in direct competition with General Motors, which plans to do the same. Meanwhile, presidential hopefuls campaigning in Michigan are talking green as well. Senator John McCain addressed a crowd of voters yesterday in Howell, Michigan, about how to revive the state's economy.
And I know how difficult it's been. I don't know it as well as some of the people here, but I do know that we've been through very tough times. But I believe that Michigan can lead this nation in this new green technology economy.
McCain and other GOP presidential candidates are giving one last push today in Michigan before that state's primary tomorrow. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was born in Michigan and is hoping to secure a win there after coming in second in both Iowa and New Hampshire. The main Democratic contenders are skipping Michigan's primary because that state's Democratic Party violated rules by scheduling its primary early. A big biomedical breakthrough over the weekend. Report researchers at the University of Minnesota say they've successfully grown a rat heart in a lab, and they made a beat like a real heart. Researchers took heart cells from newborn rats and injected them into the outer structure of a dead rat heart. Within 2 weeks, the cells formed a new beating heart that pumped a small amount of blood. Scientists eventually hope to be able to use the same process to grow human hearts for people needing transplants. The study appears in today's online edition of the journal Nature Medicine. Finally, Atonement and Sweeney Todd may have won the top two Golden Globes last night, but over the weekend, the box office was all about The Bucket List. The film starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman as terminally ill cancer patients bounced from number 23 last week to the number one spot this weekend, bringing in about $19.5 million. National Treasure Book of Secrets dropped to fourth after 3 weeks in the top spot. That's the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.